Sometimes the transition to fall and winter feels like experiencing every season on the same day. The shoes in the Allbirds Mizzle collection were made for misty morning walks, surprise snow days, and anything a trip to the dog park might bring. The whole collection brings together water-repellent technology and classic style, so you can stay warm, dry, and comfy during your everyday adventures. Check off your errands with the Wool Runner Mizzle. Dash through cold and wet weather with the Wool Dasher Mizzle. Or upgrade to next-level protection with the Wool Runner-Up Mizzle Plus. Go to allbirds.com and use code FRESHSOCKS for a free pair of socks with your purchase. ALLBIRDS.com, code FRESHSOCKS.
I have to tell you about this game-changing product I use before a night out with drinks. It is called ZBiotics. ZBiotics Pre-Alcohol Probiotic Drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that is to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this product down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night. Drink responsibly, and you'll feel your best tomorrow. I was going to a fancy dinner. One of those ones where they pair wine with stuff, and I always feel left out. It's just, you know, it's like you're spending so much money in the first place, and you're like, well, you know, they did spend all this time to make the wine, like, a whole thing, and I'd like that. I'd like to try that. The vision of this artiste in the kitchen. However, I have some of this product for free. They sent it to us, so I tried it before this social outing, and I suffered not from my usual ill effects. I still think, though, I overpaid. Like, on the whole, it just is a lot of money for one meal, you know? That's all I'm saying. Vacations, weddings, birthdays, and reunions. Oh my, there's so much going on! Get the most out of your spring plans by stocking up on pre-alcohol now. Go to zbiotics.com/dungeons to get 15% off your first order when you use Dungeons at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/dungeons and use the code Dungeons at checkout for 50% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times. Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by ExpressVPN. So we know how ExpressVPN protects your privacy and security online, but here's something you might not know.
Okay.
You can use ExpressVPN to unlock movies and shows that are only available in other countries.
Oh, we're allowed to talk about that?
Yes.
That's all I use it for.
Yeah,
oh, that's legal?
Yeah. This,
yes. Matt always talks big game about the UK office.
I talk big game about it.
And why is the UK office better than the US office?
I mean, why? How is it not?
You had a really elegant, I thought, breakdown of exactly why you think it's better.
Well, for a VPN, I would say the reason that you should use this VPN to watch the UK office rather than logging onto whatever streaming platform has the dumb US office on it is that if you want a show that actually where a bunch of people actually act like they're on camera and have are real personalities instead of a bunch of like...
I just want you all to know that as Matt's saying all of this, I'm looking right at the camera like Jim from the American office being like, get a load of this guy, right?
If you haven't seen the UK office, go ahead, log into your VPN and go check it out. It's only 12 episodes plus a, you know, Christmas special.
ExpressVPN lets you control where you want sites to think you are located.
Ooh, that's fun.
So you can choose from over 100 different countries.
I only ever think of this scene in GoldenEye where they're trying to find Boris and like his little things bouncing around all over the place and like the GoldenEye laser is going to get them. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah.
That's what a VPN is, in case you were wondering.
But you can't use it to cheat on your wife. Your wife will not think you're in a different location than you actually are.
Also,
so don't even try to do it for that.
Unless you're cheating on your wife with K-dramas. Use ExpressVPN to watch K-dramas off South Korean Netflix, or you could use Hulu, BBC iPlayer, anywhere you want it to be, you can be there. Hundreds of VPNs are out there, of course, but the reason we use ExpressVPN is because it's very fast. No buffering, no lag, you can stream in HD, no problem. Also works on all your devices, phones, media consoles, smart TVs, and more. So watch what you want on the go or on the big screen. So if you want to get access to hundreds of new shows, use our link right now, expressvpn.com/dungeonsanddaddies, and you can get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN for free. That's expressvpn.com/dungeonsanddaddies. ExpressVPN.com/dungeonsanddaddies to learn more.
Dungeons and Daddies is a rowdy, horny, violent podcast for grown-ups. Content warnings can be found in the episode description.
It's so hot. Flames everywhere. Where the heck am I? The last thing I remember was being shot. Wait, not being shot. Being shot out of a gun. By me? Why would I shoot myself out of a gun? And why was I naked? Why am I still naked? Anyway, back to the where the heck am I thing. Let's see. I can hear Christmas music, and I see this cool-looking demon looking at me. I feel a connection to him. Is he my dad? Still, though, what the heck am I? Does my mouth work? Can I talk?
Hatsune Miku.
Hold up. That doesn't seem normal. I feel kind of dissolvy. It seems like my whole body is that way. Uh-huh. I think I get it. Is this really possible? Can it be that my totally cloned, hot, and muscular dude bod is now turning into a pile of miscellaneous flesh? Yeah, right. There's no way I'd be that chill about it. But I can't deny it either. Human, I am not. No doubt. It appears I was cloned, shot out of a gun, rescued by my demon dad, teleported to hell, and reincarnated as a weeb's fingernails.
Welcome to Dungeons & Daddies, not a BDSM podcast.
What is it then?
It's a D&D podcast, Beth. I'm so glad you asked. It's a story about four teens from our world who have been sent back to our world to save our world from the shit that their grandparents did, just like real life. My name is Freddie Wong. I play Taylor Swift, the injured teen. No, Freddie Wong is injured. Taylor Swift is not. Taylor's a cool
Freddie,
ranger.
I'd cast heal wounds on you if I could.
Damn.
We have, if this was a sports team, there are two injuries being represented here. One is myself. I threw my back out earlier this week.
While having sex with my mom.
Nice. And I broke my giant cock. Ow.
This week's Taylor fact, Taylor, the ranger, anime-loving teen of the group, I thought I would kind of get into a little bit of his combat prowess, the kind of training he does. Because I injured myself physically training. And like, has Taylor ever injured himself physically training? No.
Damn, this is wild. This was going to be my team fact. But go ahead. Yeah, we can. We can be on the same wavelength.
Taylor's training regimen is he runs. Like, every few months, he'll be like, better get the cardio going. And he would like, he'll get like maybe half a mile and be like, whoo, always remember to start slow and build up from there. And then he never continues running. It always is just like the occasional he thinks about running and then he does it for a little bit and then he's good.
Uncanny that you described my exact process of getting in shape for cross country season in high school.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
I vividly remember running one day. I was like, I'm going to do a little run to lunch and then I'll run back home. And I ran to Quiznos and had a gigantic sub and then tried to run back home and it did not work out.
And then the other one, of course, is that, you know, you need to use strength train as well. Taylor does as many pushups as he can once every few months.
Nice.
Wow.
Gotta keep it in shape. That's
how you keep in shape.
Hey, everybody. My name is Matthew Arnold. I play Lincoln Lee Wilson, the protective paladin.
Okay, I like that gag now.
Yeah. Schooled at home soccer kid. Little fact about Lincoln. He absolutely hates more than life itself. Cats.
What?
The musical?
Cats. It's the same reason that Margot and Grant didn't have another child. See, they got a cat when Lincoln was like 4 years old. They're like, this is great. He'll have a cat. But Lincoln very much treated that cat like a lot of 4-year-olds do when there's another baby in the house. Mm-hmm. And he's like, who the fuck is this little creature that's getting attention? And he was so cruel and so mean and so upset that this other creature got attention that pretty quickly they got rid of the cat. And Grant Marker was like, we can't ever have another kid. Like,
our kid is a serial killer.
This kid is an only child, 100%.
Yeah, between that and Daryl lighting cat's tails on fire in season one, the Wilson men got a real...
Oh, that might be where it's from. But yeah, Lincoln was meant to be an only child. Can't even have a pet.
Interesting.
They don't, not even goldfish. Anything that gives...
Even goldfish?
Anything that Grant Marco might show love too. That's not him. Gets Lincoln pretty upset. Gets pretty worried.
What about Grant Marco's like a hobbies, you know?
As long as they do them outside of the view of Lincoln.
Does Marco have like a shitty open relationship? Don't tell me about it.
Don't let me know. Well, like Marco's into like model trains and shit. Like, is he into any? Like,
I mean, Lincoln's into those too then.
Oh.
Wow.
So, yeah, they're very codependent.
That sounds toxic.
Yeah, maybe.
Hey, everyone. I'm Will Campos. I play normally Oak Swallows Garcia, a mixed up mascot kid who's still finding himself in this wacky world of ours. That's our world, but their world.
And aren't we all though?
My normal fact this week, I'm going to keep it simple. Normal is not a morning person. You would think normal loves getting up and starting the day in a cheery way, but
yeah,
because
he's a peppy teen.
You got to like get him out of bed with a crowbar in the morning. He really does not become himself until 11 o'clock in the morning.
Is he a coffee drinker? You know, like a coffee drinker? Did he start drinking coffee at like the age of 10?
I'll tell you right now that, Wilf, if I may, I bet you he doesn't drink coffee, but he drinks like, have you seen these like mushroom fungi based?
Oh, they have that in the house.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's
I was
that
just
is.
Gonna make an easier joke and say he doesn't drink coffee, he drinks Covfefe. Remember when the president made a typo? It comes back around
30 years later.
I'm bringing the Covfefe jokes back today.
I love a good Covfefe joke. And hi, my name is Beth May, and I play Scary Marlo. A goth punk seeker of darkness who is not like the other warlocks. Fun teen fact about Scary this week is that despite being a star soccer player, she has never been injured playing, though she wishes she had for obviously the attention.
I remember in like elementary school being jealous when my friends had a cast that everyone got to sign and draw on.
Can I take this moment on our podcast, our beloved internationally syndicated podcast, to roast my brother for something he did in high school along these lines?
Please do.
So we were in track and field. My parents were like, you guys need to exercise and need to like participate in activities. You can't just like come home and play video games. So I was in track and field. We were in track and field. And then Jimmy got the galaxy brain move. We were doing high skips as warmups. And then he was just like, I twisted my ankle. And then for the rest of the entire season, because we were like, that heals in like a few weeks, you'll be okay. No, not for the entire rest of the season. Jimmy would then post up at the library while we were running laps and doing like planks. And he would just like hang out with the girls in the library and play SNES emulators. He would literally have ZSNES on his computer. He would just play Chrono Trigger while hitting on girls.
He's smarter.
On The Bachelorette, there's always like a date where The Bachelorette's like, I'm getting the boys to play football. I can't wait to see them be all tough and sweaty. And then the boys are playing football or whatever. And then one of them gets injured. And then it's just him and The Bachelorette hanging out inside. And then all the other men. Just like, he's not even hurt. I fucking know. Now he's got all this extra time. And it's just Jimmy. It's a grade A move. Like, why would he win the football game?
Why do a thing you hate?
Yeah.
I thought that by getting injured, I wouldn't have to record. Here I am.
Here you are.
Sorry, guys. I blew out my funny bone. Can't get it.
My name's Anthony Birch. I'm your dad.
Hey, Dad.
So my dad fact is, I know somebody who volunteers for like teen crisis hotlines, Trevor Project. And I was like, hey, what's something that, you know, I wouldn't expect about that? And they go, having a list of anime ready. I was like, sorry? And they were like, well, one of the things you do for harm reduction is like, hey, when you're feeling X way, what's Y thing that you can do that calms yourself down? And there is a higher than you might suspect ratio of people who, when they call in, go like, oh, I watch anime or whatever. And then inevitably they will ask like, well, what anime should I watch? And so you need the fucking new shit.
Bro, I'm top tier. Dude, you're telling me I should start volunteering for this?
Yeah. I mean, you can do it from home.
Anime makes you vulnerable?
No, anime keeps you strong. Okay. Anime lifts you up when the world beats you down.
Okay.
Anime is the powerful salve that modern society has created for all of our brains. Thank you, Japan.
Thanks, Japan.
Thank you, Hayao Miyazaki, for your service to humanity.
When we last left you, you'd gone to see Erin O'Neill and the Trees in the Undergrove. Grant had gone there with the intention of pretending to negotiate with Erin, but in reality stealing their son so he could use it as part of a plot.
Wait, stealing their kid?
Stealing Love the it. S-U-N
Love it.
From them.
Will looked me dead in the eye when he said that. He was never confused. Dear listener, he knew exactly
Will,
what
when he says
doing.
A joke, he acts kind of like a dog. Like,
he's like, just, go fuck yourself, man.
Just straight eye contact. Like,
I need recognition from at least one other person on the podcast when I do something funny.
Oh, you're a good boy, Will.
We have to edit out the sound of his tail thumping against the chair.
This is a marked contrast to me, Will, which is that I think I have the most number of jokes that I quietly deliver to myself, and I myself only is the person who finds it funny, including out of everyone in the entire.
That's why you're literally the happiest person I know. Yes, you don't need the validation. So yeah, you decided to kind of side with Grant, and you snatched the sun using the grapnel gun that Grant had brought in.
I would say that we were like, we're moving in the moment.
Sure.
You know
what I mean? Maybe it's not a decision. Maybe it's just something.
Yeah, I think Normal was like, I agree with Grant.
It's a real, I'm not going to kill you, but I don't have to save you, Razor.
So you are definitely making a decision that has very clear consequences. Yeah. That's what you're telling me. You are murdering someone. And you basically started to run out of the undergrowth. At that moment, a very large treant crawled up out of the ground, the widest treant you've ever seen, crawled up out of the ground in front of you. And I think it is time to roll initiative.
Yo!
Dun, dun, dun,
so just to clarify the stakes, we have the sun in our hands.
You do.
A miniature.
Normal's
you have it in a
it.
Box that is protecting
okay.
you from the heat.
Okay,
from
and Normal's holding it.
Yes. I thought I just had it on the end of a grappling hook.
Yeah, yeah that was yeah. like the gravity gun.
We were in the okay. process of grabbing the box, which you implied that is like, oh, like the Grant protection was like, hey, thing. Put it in the box.
Okay.
Scary is just slid tackled to get the box.
Yes.
I forget what is in the box or what the box is. If
the
you
box
described
carried
it.
Two things. It carried the grapnel gun that currently holds the sun. If the sun's not in the box, then that means whoever's holding onto the sun is going to take some damage every turn because it's hot. And then also it included a handheld flamethrower that is basically a super soaker with a lighter on
the
end.
Sort of obviated by having the sun on the end of a gun now. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's the sun, except it's not burning you every single turn you hold it.
Did we get the flamethrower back?
I got it back from her,
yes.
right?
Yeah. All the cards are in your favor right
okay.
now.
Okay.
Shit, yeah. Let's roll initiative.
Yes, everyone
yeah.
please roll initiative.
Except I got natural I'm out one. Of spell slots.
Oh, that's right. Oh, no. Our most powerful caster's out of spell slots entirely.
Yeah. And you're all level 4 and 5?
Five. We're all level 5 except for Beth, who's level 9. 13.
2+1, 3.
I got a 1+2, 3.
Holy shit.
Okay.
Army of two.
Army of two, baby.
Why do we keep referencing Army of
what
two?
What a good.
Okay.
Let's talk you about Seagull. It's not as good as the original. Fucking Seagull of Army 2 sucked. The first one was so good. They got rid of the fist pounding
yeah,
and
I
shit.
Yeah, I didn't like Army of 3.
No.
Beth, what'd you roll?
I rolled a 15+2, 17.
Okay.
Dang. You know what they say, 2's an army, 3's a crowd, am I right?
Why do you have to be like this?
I love this. You know why? It's because someone's got to keep them Google search results for Army of Two trending. You know what I mean?
There are a lot of devs who hated working on that game who are like, thanks, guys. Thanks for keeping that in the zeitgeist.
Thanks so much.
We say enough. Some like interns going to be like, there's been a lot of research results for
I
Army of Two.
I guess we should make another one.
A lot of people going as Tyson Rios and Elliot Salem as
did you just Google their names
for Halloween?
Oh, God. So, Scary, it is your turn first in the initiative.
I'm sorry, hold on. I just realized, I just Googled it. The two guys later left SSC to form their own private military firm called TWO, Tactical
Worldwide. No way!
All right, well, that's enough for that. So, okay, we can't do this anymore.
Enough
okay.
Army of Two lore, an obscure video right. game.
There's a big tree in front of us. There's a lot of trees behind us that aren't as big.
Yes,
and
that are chasing you down. Aaron is okay. also chasing you down. So basically, imagine this like a football field, right?
Okay,
you are
okay,
at
I got you.
Your end zone. At the other end of the end zone is the exit out of the undergrowth.
American football, everybody.
Nice. American
sorry,
football.
Sorry.
A hand egg. In the middle of the field is a very wide treant that you're going to have to work to get around. And then behind you, I guess, in the bleachers, running down the bleachers.
Hey, Anthony! Anthony! You did this so poorly. You
so
have the spatial.
I could have made you in the halfway point.
You could have done anything. You could have put them in the bleachers. You have 100 yards to work with. Like, yeah. Is that not enough for you?
No, you start in your own end zone.
I get it.
Okay. I get it.
It was
yeah,
a
yeah,
really
yeah,
good.
The end of the field.
It was
yeah.
a really good punt yeah. from the other team, and you just yeah. kneeled. You knelt. Wait, so I guess you'd be
fair,
on the 15-yard line.
Fair
20
catch.
20-yard line.
20-yard line.
20-yard line. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. A quick glance over his shoulder, and Taylor uses his mathematical skills to determine how many turns before these ones behind us catch up with us?
Well, they are going to probably sprint and use their whole action to catch up to you.
They got to jump over the bleachers after.
If you yeah. if you gotta if yeah, you're gonna not sprint,
where's the ref?
There is no ref.
Okay.
Damn.
Where's the guy with the big circle on the chain?
Flag dad. Yeah.
Flag dad.
Assuming they sprint and assuming you do a move and an action, they will be on you in a turn.
Okay. A turn. Okay, okay. So they're like right hot on our heels.
Hot on your heels.
And Beth, you have the box.
I have the box.
And it's your turn.
And it's my turn. Okay, I have no spell slots left, except there are some things that are showing up under spells that I can still use.
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
You can use cantrips, I believe.
Yes.
I think we should treat this like a football game.
There you go.
A soccer game, though. So I'm going to cast non-detection on the sun itself so that the sun can't be perceived through any magical scrying sensors or divination magic.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then I'm holding the box.
And I'll Normal's drop holding the sun.
Yeah, I'll be like, Normal, drop the sun. Trust me, buddy.
Okay, you got it. And I press the release button on the grapnel gun, I guess, and it drops down towards my feet, I suppose.
I just immediately start singeing the meat ground in front of it.
And then I do a one-touch, beautiful through ball to Link, who is ahead of me.
That's a pass or something in
That's
soccer?
That's a pass.
Should I roll to see if I get it?
Well, first, Scary, roll a d8 of damage as you kick the white-hot burning sun.
Finally, an injury.
You just lose your legs.
Hermes like, well.
You just become the person.
Shoes burned off the other foot.
You just become the old man in Volcano. And just
oh, my God. A one. So not even a cool injury.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it singes the front of your shoe, but it doesn't even hurt that bad.
Oh, that's good.
All right, so why don't you roll acrobatics, whatever you like, Link.
Link is, like, way ahead of everybody, right?
Yes, Link.
The moment that Scary's foot touches the ball, a tree in the side raises one arm.
I don't get it.
It's offside. That's offside.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Matt, me and
passable
Matt.
Passable joke.
That's, I think
passable
it's a good
joke.
Hey, if I knew more about soccer, it would have been really funny.
I got a 20.
Wow. All right. So
without even looking, I don't look back for the pass, knowing, just trusting scary skill.
Just,
I know
you
exactly.
You know that, son, that Scary's back in the game.
Yep, I do
She's
that.
She's beginning to believe.
Yep, I do that cool rainbow, and I freaking kick the ball from behind, and it comes up over my head and then lands in front of me.
Nice.
And I'm dribbling now with my flamethrower reached out in front of me as well.
Take a D8 of damage, please.
Every dribble?
Yeah, every turn that it's not inside the projected
box. Is the grass wet anywhere?
No, it's
there's
no grass.
Meat, it's all meat.
Is the meat wet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just feel like my shoes are pretty wet, you know? So it's like, if you dip your finger in water, you literally
touching
dip
a hot iron after you lick your finger or whatever?
Yeah, you can literally dip your finger into, like, molten metal.
You're
if
kicking
it's covered.
The sun.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the sun is still
molten
subject
metal.
To the Leidenfrost effect.
It looks like a Mythbusters. All I'm just saying is that Mythbusters, they dip their finger in water and then dip it in molten iron, and it's okay.
Really?
Yeah.
The Leidenfrost effect is a physical phenomenon which a liquid close to a surface that's significant. Significantly hotter than the liquid's boiling point produces an insulating vapor layer that keeps the liquid from boiling rapidly.
But are you submerging your feet in this wet
I'm just
meat?
Thinking ahead. I'm not dead yet. I'm just trying to
I
think
don't,
of how
I don't mind it. You know what? Yeah, fuck it. You get your health back, Beth, and
because your feet are wet.
As long as you're in this wet, wet meat world that I've built for you,
also, I think
you can kick the sun freely without penalty.
And yes. I think specifically it's if you like hold on to it, or if you're juggling any dry part of your body, yes, it should do damage.
If you're playing hot potato with
your shoes. God help you if you do a header on this thing.
Yeah, exactly. But the Leidenfrost effect helps you.
Okay, great.
One other thing it says on Wikipedia is Army of Two Dirty Money, written by John Ney Reber and illustrated by Brandon McKinney, is a 2008 graphic novel which follows Rios and Salem through some of their earliest missions together.
It's a prequel!
I don't want to meet the person who bought the Army of Two tie-in graphic novel.
Hi, Anthony, nice to meet you.
All right, it is...
Wait, sorry, one more thing. Rios and
Didn't
Salem...
Didn't you say we needed to finish Rios recording?
Rios and
you
Salem
go back to your child?
Work together as an army of two trying to stay alive
do
and
they
uncover
have to,
a conspiracy.
Wait, do 4.5 stars on...
That's strong.
I promise if we ever get to make an Army of Two movie, fucking Soderbergh's roommates could be able to say, there it is.
Because
I'm
going
to fucking say that name
there
so
it is.
Army of Two. So you guys are like some sort of Army of Two or something.
Yeah,
huh?
You know, bad news, Matt. In 2008, there was a report that Universal Pictures is picking up the rights to the film The Game and hired Michael Mann to write the script and direct.
Ooh, that would have been a good movie.
Damn.
That would have been my Miami Vice again, I guess.
Yeah.
Army of Two, Volume 1, the saddest sentence ever written on Amazon. Book 1 of 1.
Fuck him. That whole game's pro Blackwater. Fuck him.
Yeah.
Okay, that was your turn. You've successfully kicked the sun over to Link. It is magically hidden, but because the sun's rays are still visible, the trees can feel the sun's rays on their heart.
Oh, that's like the one thing they care about.
Yeah, it's kind of the thing they grow toward.
Damn.
Okay, so it is now Aaron's turn. Aaron is going to cast a spell to buff her trees.
More than they already are?
Well, she got a natural one on that spell.
Does it debuff them?
No, it doesn't debuff them. It just means the buff isn't that strong. So they just have a little bit higher...
They're otter mode still.
God. They just have a little bit higher HP now. They have some temporary hit points. And she's going to go, get the sun back. You guys are dicks. Oh, dick kids. And then the dick children, you're the worst.
The dick kids don't fall far from
the dick
tree.
Yeah, the dick doesn't fall far from the dick tree.
The balls don't fall far from the dick feels like it would have been the way to go with that.
Oh, my God. Well, you're going to just fucking... note me to death here.
What kind of tree makes notes? Will.
A willow tree.
Wow.
Oh.
All right. Link, it is your turn.
I'm kicking him.
You're
dribbling
basically alone at the front
sun.
Of the pack, heading directly towards this very wide tree ant.
Okay. Okay. And where's Grant?
Grant is probably just behind you. You're a little bit faster
than
him.
Kick it into the mouth of this tree ant, dude. So
I want to activate my flamethrower. I'm not going to lose the sun yet. Yeah, I'm just going to scream. I'm turning on the flame, like the Simpsons moment when the Bart and Lisa like swinging their fists and kicking, and they're like, if you're in my way, it's your fault. I just say, I'm turning on the flamethrower. I'm running straight ahead. If you're in the way, that's on you, buddy. It's not my fault. And I just fucking hold down the button on the flamethrower, and I run straight for the tree.
Okay, great. So it's got vulnerability.
I'm really turning to Rick in that with my voice there.
Real quick, I don't want to turn this into a physics podcast, but like I'm just thinking about this.
I know I have the same
fire
question.
Would go right back into his face because he's running.
No, can you? The flamethrower blasts like super. Like if you run with a super soaker, you don't spray yourself. What fucking physics? Have you ever ran fast enough that you can't shoot a super soaker?
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Flamethrower, enemy, army of two wiki. The flame super heavy is unique.
Why don't you roll intimidation?
Oh, because to see if he moves even before he gets hurt?
Correct.
Love that. I got it. I thought that was a one. It's a seven, though.
Okay. So he rolled a 14. So the tree ant instead digs its rooted heels in and just
maybe
leans forward.
Maybe this is a good thing, though.
Yeah, it's going to get burned, dude.
You're going to go ahead and keep running, and your flames are going to hit him. So go ahead and roll. Usually, I would say it's a 2d8, but because trees are vulnerable, it's going to be 4d8.
Only you can prevent forest fires.
Oh, yeah. 23 damage.
Wow.
Whoa.
Okay.
Wow.
That's an 8555.
Wow.
That sounds fake.
I mean,
555 number joke.
So
you know it's a good joke because I had to explain it.
Yeah. Stick to your army of two humor.
Damn.
Will's really
your
just.
Your army of tumor.
Tumor. A jet of this flame just hits it directly in the fucking face and it starts spreading across. It's got a little like fucking Pocahontas face in the wood kind of thing.
No.
And, oh, gosh.
Like the Deku Tree?
Yeah, the Deku Tree. Yes, thank you. Less problematic. You hit it right in its Deku Tree face and the fire starts to spread and you hear the creaking of wood beneath it, which seems to be kind of its equivalent of a scream.
Like a lobster is not really screaming. It's just the air escaping the branches. As it looks telling himself. It's not feeling pain. It's just.
It definitely feels pain.
Okay.
They feel pain. The treant is going to go next.
Nirvana is telling you.
The treant is going to go next. It has its turn, so it is going to use its slam attack on Link.
Oh, that's illegal. Yellow card.
It's 23.
Yellow card.
So that is going to hit you, I assume.
Sure. Oh, yeah, from my DC. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's going to do 3d6 plus 6 bludgeoning damage.
Whoa, wait. Do I have anything to make it hurt me less? I'm sure I do. I'm a paladin.
Probably.
You know, let's just see how much damage it does, and then I'll decide if I...
12 damage.
I'll
decide if you agree with Anthony.
12 damage.
Okay. I mean, yeah, that hurts, honestly.
Absolutely.
I'll allow it.
You don't fucking use those healing spells right away.
So it hits you and sort of knocks you to the side. You keep your momentum going, though, so you're not going to have to, like, you know...
All you need is that, like, pain spray that they bring
out.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? Roll athletics to see if you keep your hold on the sun.
It's a 10.
Okay, so now roll a d6 and we'll see who it goes to.
Oh, that's fun.
Taylor's 1, Normal's 2, Scary's 3, Hermia's 4, Grant is 5, and 6 goes to the trees.
Oh.
Wow.
That's straight up Blood Bowl mechanic.
Oh, yeah.
Roll d6 and a fumble, that's where it goes to. 3.
Okay, so it goes to Scary.
Hell yeah, as planned.
Just passed it right back to her.
Give and go.
Here's what I think happened. I think you failed your athletics check, mm-hmm. So getting slightly injured by another player, your instincts kick in and you drop to the ground.
Yes.
And
yes.
You're trying to fish that card.
Like,
I want to be clear. Link absolutely fucking milks every single fall for as much as worth. He's a good soccer player. He knows that playing the ref is part of the game.
Part of the game. You might
He's
not like
good
it.
At it.
You might not like it. That's fair, but it's part of the game.
Scary, what are you going to do upon getting the rock, so to speak? I'm asking because the treant has multi-attack, so it's got another slam attack coming.
Damn. I think I got to keep moving. I think I do a really cool, like, scissors trick. You know, scissors is a sexual thing, yes, but in soccer, it's
they don't
else.
Call it the scissors trick. Yeah. That's only a sex thing, Beth.
Okay.
You mean a scissor kick?
Oh, wait. A step over, aka scissor. Okay.
Okay.
And then is continuing to run.
So
with
you'll be
the ball.
Running towards the tree, and so we'll be able to attack you.
Okay. Well, if that's fine,
all
then
right.
Okay.
If it's going to attack anybody, it should be you.
Well.
All right. So that is a 16 to hit your AC.
It does.
All right. So it is going to do 3d6 plus 6 damage to you, which is going to be 18 damage.
Okay, in reaction, I'm going to do protection while wielding a shield, my shin guards. A creature you can see attacks a target other than you within 5 feet. I'm assuming she's within 5 feet of me because we're passing back and forth. Impose disadvantage to the attack roll.
Wow, to the attack roll.
Yeah,
disadvantage. Okay, so just got to try again. Just so you know, it's got a plus 10 to hit.
Oh, sure.
So 14, does that beat your AC?
Yes.
Okay. Damn.
So still the 18 damage then. So now roll athletics to see if you keep your hold on the sun.
Oh, 9.
All right, go ahead and give me a d6 roll.
1.
Okay, so it goes to Taylor.
The moment it arrives at Taylor, Taylor does the move which got him kicked off the soccer team, which is just booted away immediately. You mean, you ever timeout?
Yeah, but you're booting it forward, I guess.
You're booting forward.
Towards the tree. That's fair.
Like, I feel like everybody is the kids in playing defense growing up.
Yeah.
The kids who play defense had one move.
Yeah, get that ball away from
me. Kick it as far away from me as possible until it goes, ha, ha.
When I was a tot playing soccer, my first goal was I booted it ahead of me straight to the feet of a defender.
Oh, tot. I thought you said thought.
No, I was never a thought playing soccer. I was probably like 4 or 5.
Okay.
And the defender turns around and scores an own goal. And I remember thinking, you fucking idiot. And then cheering like I scored, even though it was like a 4-year-old who just like passed it backward to their goalie who missed. And I was like celebrating. And I was like, man, I'm so cruel.
No, you earned that. Fuck
that. Incredible first goal.
You were the beginning
experience.
Of that series of consequences that resulted in a goal. Fuck those idiots.
Yep.
Hope they had bad lives. Okay. so you're basically kicking the ball kind of. So as hard as you can. Like,
so here's my question. Here's my question. I'm going to be giving it a kick as hard as I can, just toes. Do you know what I mean? Like
someone who doesn't know how to play.
It could go anywhere. And I feel like there should be a range where it would hit the tree at.
Okay, give me a...
So if like a 1 through 20 represents like a arc
spread. 1 through
spread.
6 is 180. 1 is all the way to the left. 6 is all the way to the right. And then it gets closer to the center, depending on what you roll.
Well, I think you should also roll athletics to know if you can do it properly. Because you could just biff it.
Okay, athletics. I go for a huge windup. 11. 11. 11 plus 1, 12.
12. Okay, so that means it like did like okay. So you wanted it to hit the tree ant, right?
The little chunk of grass goes farther than the ball.
Yeah, exactly. So it feels like you did it. You managed to kick it ahead.
New York
and it's
State that I dig out of the ground, flops ahead of the ball. Yeah.
It kind of gets close to the treant. The treant's going to try to roll as a reaction to see if it can like kind of scoop it up. So it gets a 2, so it doesn't. It tries to swipe for it, and the sun rolls through its legs like
nice.
It's the Luke Skywalker fighting the Rancor.
Damn.
That's the only metaphor I can think of, because I've never played sports.
Nutmeg.
It's just a soccer ball slowly rolls past the goalie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
This is the summer to expand your horizons. It's time to explore. But before you set foot out the door, set foot in the ultimate travel shoes from Allbirds. Like the breathable, silky smooth tree dasher, the responsive foam and extra grip of the tree runner, or the classic low-top look of the tree piper. Allbirds has a lightweight, ultra-packable shoe ready for whatever adventures you have planned. Boarding pass? Check. Passport? Check. The perfect travel shoe? Check. Find your perfect pair at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.
Dungeons & Dice is brought to you this week by Rocket Money. It's time to take off into the stratosphere. That graph of your net worth is going to the moon, baby. Because you know what the easiest way to do that? By canceling all the freaking subscriptions you forgot about. Or like ones that you paid for twice. Didn't even realize it.
Or the other 2 subscriptions you didn't even know were there.
That's right. Nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about. Before I started using Rocket Money, I was like, I got a lean subscription pack. I'm not overpaying for stuff. And I took one look and I was like, not only am I paying for Funimation doesn't even exist today. It's merging. So I'm like,
this is the second Rocket Money ad you've come at Funimation. Really upset about this.
I realize I'm playing for Xbox Live. I haven't even turned on my Xbox in like 3 years. Yeah. I was like, what am I even doing? I don't even know if you still need to pay for it. I don't even know how that works.
This is a subscription universe that we're living in between streaming service, fitness apps, delivery service. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on the ones I forget about.
I'm still paying the fee at the cemetery for dead relatives I don't even visit anymore.
Rocket Money, here's what Rocket Money is. It's a personal...
Dig them up, I don't care.
It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. You get all of your subscriptions in one place, and if you see something you don't want, Rocket Money can just help you cancel it with a few taps. And... They'll even try to negotiate your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with the customer service. They'll call. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when you use all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/daddies. That's rocketmoney.com/daddies. rocketmoney.com/daddies. Dungeons and Daddies is brought to you this week by Pretty Litter. Springtime vibes are in the air. And when you bring in beautiful flowers that are blooming, like I have in my vase in the kitchen, I want to smell those flowers, not my cat poop.
You know what's in the air is springtime flowers and not dust from the litter.
Ooh. Yeah. Wow. Nothing beats Pretty Litter's ability to instantly trap odor. It's ultra absorbent. It's lightweight, low dust. 1 6-pound bag works for up to a month. And the crystals, dog.
The crystals
change color, and they indicate early signs of potential illness in my gato, like urinary tract infections, kidney issues, a lot of piss stuff.
That would make sense.
On brand.
Who's
the piss king of podcasts? Yeah. I want to advertise Pretty Litter on there.
And if that wasn't enough, Pretty Litter ships free right to my door. You never run out. And you know, the health monitoring is great. I can just go in, I take one look, and I'm like, you pissing good.
You good at pissing.
Pretty cats deserve pretty litter, and all cats are pretty.
So yeah,
all cats deserve pretty litter.
Pretty litter is amazing. You have to try it. Go to prettylitter.com.
You don't.
Daddy.
Your cat tries it.
You don't.
I mean, if you're curious.
Well, yeah, the plumbing's true. Out. If, you know you, if your toilet's broken.
Yeah.
Play on.
This isn't the 1950s.
No,
whatever
you
want to
you.
Do in your own home. Whatever you want to do in your own home as a consenting adult, you're free to do.
You know, in the Kinsey reports, he said that actually a surprising number of adults pee in their kitty litter. Yeah.
Go to prettylitter.com/daddies to save 20% on your first order. That's prettylitter.com/daddies to save 20% on your first order. prettylitter.com/daddies. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
So now it is going to be Hermie the Unworthy's turn. And he's like, what do you want me to do?
Oh, can you put him back on the table, please? He's hiding behind you. Near
on the
guy.
Table.
Yeah, look at that.
There's
little guy.
Our little
there
guy.
Yeah, direct me, directors.
You're part of the team. Get that ball down to the end zone or to get, go score a goal.
All right, let me.
Your character is Bend It Like Beckham.
Yeah. Let me think of my original role, the titular character in Bend It Like Beckham. David Beckham.
David Beckham, yes, of course.
No, he was Keira Knightley in Bend It Like Beckham. That was his first role.
It was problematic. He was the Indian girl.
He was the character named Bend It.
Yeah. As Jack Bendit, he's going to run forward, which is he's going to take an opportunity attack from the tree ant.
Bendit Like Beckham is like, if the guy's name was Bendit, it's just a story about like a male-on-male crush.
I love that.
That's Bendit cute. Likes Beckham.
Yeah.
No.
Bendit Like Beckham.
The caveman. It's Encino Man meets Ted Lasso. Yes.
A All caveman right. love story. Aww.
So he takes... So Hermie runs forward to try to get the ball, which is on the other side of the tree end. He's going to try to run through the legs just like the ball did. He takes an opportunity
attack. Just like Luke Skywalker
attack,
did.
Just like Luke Skywalker did to the Rancor.
In Bend It Like Beckham.
In Bend It Like Beckham.
Watch Hermie get fucking annihilated.
He takes 18 damage.
Oh, no.
He gets whoop, and he fucking flies across the room and hits the wall to the side and just hits it and crumples and falls down.
Hermie! We need the stretcher!
Okay, so that was Hermie's turn.
Whoops.
And he goes... Okay, that was a failure of performance. Jack Bendit would have never...
Link never actually seeing anybody ever get injured in soccer, assuming he's faking it.
Good job, Hermie.
Milk it, Hermie.
Milk it for all you can, buddy.
All right, it is Taylor's turn.
Okay, so Taylor is going to turn around. So I have a spell called Spike Growth. I'd like to kind of retcon it into be a little bit...
Oh!
Yeah.
So he's going to turn around. Be fully chipped. No. So Taylor's going to turn around. So this is what the spell is.
He's going to turn around thinking of a Sonics waiter.
So this is what the spell does. The ground in a 20-foot radius is centered on a point.
20-foot radius?
Wow.
Centered on a
you
point.
You should be in that documentary.
Centered on a point within range, twists and sprouts hard spikes and thorns. Area becomes difficult terrain for the duration. When a creature moves into or within the area, it takes 2d4 piercing damage for every 5 feet. The transformation of the ground is camouflaged like natural. Any creature that can't see the area at the time the spell is cast will make a wisdom perception check against my spell save DC to recognize the trans hazards before entering it. I think it's instead of like, you know, telling spikes to show up, I just have caltrops as my cantrip caltrops in my pocket. And I go, heh! And I like kind of spray them out in an arc behind us to try and slow down our pursuers.
Oh. Great. That makes a lot of sense.
Anthony Birch, DM. I have a question.
Yes. I know him.
Yes, Matt Arnold player.
I remember that I have 2 attacks per action. Can I say I held my second attack, or can we just, because I want to flame the tree twice.
Okay. Sure. Okay? Yeah, go for it.
I feel like I should be able to attack twice since that's like my thing.
No, I agree.
Okay. So what do I got to roll again?
So you basically ran.
The reason
there's
a pause is because my flamethrower jammed for a moment. I was like, oh no, it's jammed.
No, no, no. It's like a super soaker. You have to pump it back up.
Yeah.
So why don't you give me a D20 roll to see if you miss or not? Because I just allowed you to auto hit him the first time.
Yeah. Natural 20.
What?
All right, so you get to do quadruple damage because that's double damage on top of vulnerability. So you're doing 8d8.
Okay.
So it's 2d8 multiplied by 2 because it was a crit, multiplied by 2 again because it was vulnerability, which I'm sure is not what I'm probably supposed to be 68 or whatever, but whatever. 8d8.
This is the biggest. Is
31.
The, 31.
So I did 23 and 31 together.
All right, so you've done
54. I
know,
I did a bad roll for this one.
Yeah, it's one turn doing 54 damage at level what?
So the tree opens its mouth as if to scream a human-sounding scream, but it can't get anything out because fire goes in. And you can see the inside of it just beginning to bake a little bit. The fucking elves that live in there making cookies are charred alive.
What a reveal!
Oh my goodness.
Link smiling with glee and he's bringing the tree and he sees little faces inside the tree. He goes, what have I done?
Yeah. Little flaming corpses just drop out of the front, just trying to stop, drop, and roll.
Oh no.
It is Normal's turn.
Normal, seeing the whole team in action, seeing this football action, these kicks, these hits, these caltrops, he's like, yeah. Yeah, we're doing it. We're playing a freaking sports game, and this is a team, and we're all on the field. And you know what that means? It's time for some cheer. And I cast Spirit Guardians.
Fantastic.
Which is a new spell I got. You call forth spirits to protect you. They flit around you to a distance of 15 feet for the duration. When you cast the spell, you can designate any number of creatures you see to be unaffected by it. An affected creature's speed is halved in the area, and when they're in there, they have to make a wisdom saving throw to avoid taking 3d8 radiant damage.
Wow.
So basically, I'm going to summon a whole cheerleading troop of Teeny the Teens, and they're going to appear in human pyramid form, and I tell them, be aggressive, and then I charge towards the big tree.
That's
because I
wanted
to get hit by the 3d8 radiant damage.
That's fantastic. You're throwing spirit caltrops, essentially.
Yeah, they're doing like a whole circular cheer routine around me in a 15-foot radius.
That's great. That's very, very cool. Okay. The pyramid of Teeny to the Teens appears around you. It's the tree's turn now. They are in hot pursuit. They try to walk over the caltrops. They're all going to take 2d4 damage.
For every 5 feet, and it's a 20-foot radius, dude. So that's four.
So is it 16d4?
Radius, though. You know what I'm saying? That's actually 40-foot diameter is 40. Baby. So if we take the average of the speed, because it's a circular radius as it's going through, it's 2d4 for every 5 feet that they travel.
They're doing 40 feet. So
no, they're not doing
one
40
is doing 40 feet straight through the diameter. There could be ones on the side, so we could average that out.
Okay, sure.
That's 20.
They're taking 20 d4s.
No, they're taking 4
2d4 for every 5 feet, which is 4 times 2d4, which is 4 times 2.
It's 2d4. It's 2d4.
So it's
4
8
times.
d4.
Okay.
8d4.
8d4. Great. Right.
I've gone into a deep hibernation hearing all these numbers.
They all take 13 damage, okay. Which is pretty respectable. Did they get slowed, or is it just the damage?
Yes, it's difficult terrain for the
difficult
duration.
Terrain. Okay, great. I think it requires more of their move to get out.
Yes.
So they are coming at you like this fucking tidal wave of bark and leaf. The second they hit the spikes that you've put up, their roots just go straight through it, and you could swear you hear the creaking wood just like yelp in pain. And it becomes really difficult for them to extricate their roots from the spikes that have impaled them. And they're crawling over on their little tree branch hands, and those are getting impaled too. And they're like, fuck, fuck, fuck. And they're trying to climb over.
Their roots are their weak points, everybody.
One manages to get through, but upon seeing the pyramid of weird-looking, big-headed human teens, just like kind of stops in just confusion. It's just like, and is trying to keep moving forward, but gets slowed even further. So you are, for right now, pretty much safe from your rear.
Does he move into the radius of the cheerleading bobble-headed mascot boys? Because he has to take radiant damage if he does.
Okay, yeah. So he
make
does.
Make a wisdom saving throw.
All right.
For the BMB.
So it does pass the wisdom saving throw.
Okay, so it's half 3d8 radiant damage.
10 damage.
Whoa.
So it feels like a bright flash of light explodes in its face with radiant damage in its tree-ish face. It's just the image of the confidence of Teeny the Teen's face, its smiling visage.
These teeth are very white. They
very
white. Polished to a gleam.
Yes, perfect. So it's the ding of the smiling teen smiling at the same time makes it reel backward in pain and damage.
I like the idea that they all hang out their heads down and they're in the pyramid form and they all lift their heads
at the same moment. That's great.
But they're bobbleheads, so they just keep...
Yeah.
That's
exactly.
Fantastic.
It's like walking into a fucking press junket, dude. Just all the flashbulbs going off from their teeth.
Yeah, Freddie would know what that's like.
And
most
they
people
all start
listening
chanting
to show
teeth. Teeth, 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 teeth.
Beth, it is your turn. It is Scary's turn.
Okay.
Does Erin O'Neill go through my field of difficulty?
I think she's going to stop before she gets there.
Ah, she's too smart for my tricks.
Yeah.
So who's in front of me?
So in front of you is Lincoln. Hermes to the side, knocked to the ground. Normal is basically within melee range of the treant, so he's closer.
Beth, do you have anything that's also like a ball? Do you have another ball?
Let me...
My plan is to pull a Moana, if you all remember the song,
I am
Shiny.
A woman.
I don't think people understand what that reference is to. Matt, can you just...
There's a song in Moana where it ends with her screaming, I am Moana, but 100% sounds like, I am a woman. Anyways, I was just thinking, Beth, since we're two soccer players right here, is I do have...
Well, I actually have to pee, so why don't you play in this one?
Okay.
What you guys think about Borderlands 2, though?
I have I have the Sacred Weapons thing, which lets me make something glow so we can get another ball yeah. and make it glow. The magic means they don't know which is which, and then we can kick
great.
It like
that's
we're like, fine,
great.
Have the sun back, and then kick
yes,
it far
that's
away.
Very good. That's very good.
Can we just get a ball of meat? Can you just scoop up a ball of meat?
Oh, that's
okay,
what I can
I'll
do.
Cut it with I my knife.
There you
I'll
go.
Cut
yeah,
a
cut
ball.
Up a ball of meat with a knife, and then I'll glow it, and you can boot it. Be like, fine, take the sun back.
Woo!
Okay, Anthony. So I have my Kellogg knife.
You sure do.
I sure do. Can I cut a ball of meat, please?
Like from the ground.
Like from the ground.
Yeah, I can't see why not.
About the size of the sun ball that we
About
have.
The size of a sun ball.
Okay, I think in order to do that well, you'll probably want to roll sleight of hand.
Maybe I will. Fuck. An 11 plus 2. That's
13.
That's 13, that's fine. It's a little bit oblong, but it is basically an orb. That you cut out of the ground.
And then...
As fucking strands of sinew try to keep their grasp on the meaty ground, you yank it out.
I'm just going to pass the meatball.
Pass the meatball.
Pass the meatball.
Hey, Link, here's one spicy meatball.
I'm not going to make you roll because I don't know why that matters yet.
Yes, Anthony, right
you
into our
You and me
crap.
Both, buddy. No. Yeah, and I guess that's the end of
that
my...
That sounds like your turn.
I'm not just scary knowing exactly what she's thinking somehow.
All right, so it's Aaron's turn. Aaron is going to misty step, and she's going
that's
to
dope.
Turn into mist and then sort of like waft herself over your caltrops and over your... I guess she probably would still take the radiant damage because they're magical. Wisdom saving throw as she passes through the... Oh, she failed. So she takes how much?
3d8.
See, that's nice. Because she grew up in the Forgotten Realms, unfamiliar
Nine.
With the mascots.
16.
Mm. Right? It's just a totally wild... Could you imagine if you never understood the concept of mascots and you go to a baseball game and fucking...
Wait, what is that thing?
There? Like, what the fuck is going on?
Oh,
that's
man.
That's wild to think about it, dude.
Yeah.
Gritty doesn't... He's just a big orange thing. You're trying to watch a game of baseball?
Wait, Gritty's not baseball, is he? I thought he was hockey. Am I insane?
No, he's baseball, I believe.
Okay.
I think Gritty's hockey.
Gritty.
The orange
you
one
might
is
be
hockey.
Thinking, you might be thinking of the Philly Fanatic.
The Philly Fanatic. Yes. So, you know, Gritty is hockey. Okay. You're thinking of the fucked up little freak, the Philly Fanatic, who's also fantastic.
I do love the Philly Fanatic.
Yeah. Okay, so yes, the misty form of Erin O'Neill floats through the pyramid of teens with ding, 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 ding. Well, all the fucking smiles just like pinging her and confusing her. And the stench somehow translates through the fucking magical spell. And she's going to take 18 damage. Ooh. And
damn, whoever smelt it, dealt it.
But she's going to end her turn right next to Normal in the 30 feet that she has traveled.
Okay.
And she's going to go, oh, shit's about to get real bad for you, kiddo.
I'd prefer if it didn't.
Just wait until my next turn comes around, ding dong.
Maybe I won't. Maybe I'll run away. What do you think about that?
You'll take an attack of opportunity.
Okay. Well, we'll see if I do that or not. But I bet you're not going to hurt me that much.
We'll see.
We will see.
I'll be keeping my eye on you.
I'll be keeping my eye on you. Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Your dad likes to get the last word, too.
Yeah, well, you're old and
nice! Nice! Oh, damn. She takes a d6 of psychic damage.
Everybody's doing like the hand in front of their mouth, like, oh!
She takes 6 damage from being told that
from
she's
four
old.
4 teenagers mocking her.
She's like, I'm still sensitive about that. I haven't learned to age gracefully, even though I'm still super hot. So it is now Link's turn.
First thing is like, Dad, what are you doing? You didn't have a turn last time.
Oh, shit, Gray didn't have a turn.
Dad, where are you, Dad?
Gray's like, I'm right behind you, son. I was holding my turn just in case something happened to you where I could protect you.
All right, well, just, I got...
Wait, you got hit. I should have done something to protect you.
Well, just cause a distraction, okay? Being scary, us teens, we got the idea. We're going to do it. So Here we go. I'm going to do it now. Then I'm going to cast on the meatball.
Okay.
With the, I feel like there's flames from this tree. There's a lot of light going around. I'm
going
to cast.
There's flash bulbs going off everywhere.
I'm going to cast fucking Sacred Weapon and make the meatball glowing. Okay. I'm going to say, all right, just fine. God, we don't even need the sun. We just want to go take the sun back. And I turn around, I kick the glowing meatball. Way back, like past, like as hard as I can, like behind everybody.
Clear.
Back into the bleachers, if you will.
Okay. You roll deception.
Okay.
And I'll have them roll like wisdom or insight because they know the feeling of like vitamin D from the tree.
Okay. But remember, we have the, because the other reason is because we have the whole spell that makes it so they can't tell.
They can't divine it magically, but if the sun is out, which it currently is, it is projecting vitamin D rays and it can like feel those. So I'm not saying you can't do it. I'm saying they're going to be able to roll to see if it
can. Can I get an advantage for deception with all the steps that we got here from fucking meatball glowing to fucking the spell that makes it harder to see which sun it is. And the fact there's flaming tree in front of all
there's
this.
Flaming
there's
flaming tree.
What
there's
I'll do
flash
is
bulbs.
I won't give you disadvantage.
Dang. What a guy.
Wow.
Find yourself a DM that won't give you disadvantage.
All right.
14.
They rolled a 10.
Woo!
So you kick the glowing meatball back in the opposite direction, and the trees that are just beginning to extricate themselves from the thorns go, and like turn and look, and they follow it with the tops of their trees. They don't have heads.
And Scary's like, oh, no, man, lost the sun.
Yeah, we
dog.
Don't need it, right?
And Aaron goes, you ding-dongs, no, no! But they were already chasing after it like a dog chasing after a ball.
She fall for it?
No, Aaron's smart.
She's a math witch.
Aaron's like, God damn it! As they all start chasing after the meat thing.
And is the big tree, stumble?
Ooh, let me specially roll for the meat tree because he's right in front
he's
of you.
He's on fire, so he definitely can't.
Like, he's on fire, yes. I will not give him an advantage or disadvantage. He got a natural 20.
Oh!
So he knows exactly what you did.
You know, because he sees one sunflower that doesn't turn around.
He's
like, so yeah. Yeah, he is going to now actually take his turn unless
he
you
really
have more
feels
things you want
to
do on your
turn. Because the sun is like right next to him. So.
Yes, the sun is very close to him. Nobody's picked it up, right?
Okay,
it's
really
just
quick,
like next to him.
It's sorry, rolled sorry. Like past him.
Oh,
like right
past
behind
him.
Him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sorry, really quick. Trees don't need vitamin D, Matt.
Don't say that to me.
Why are you
me?
Saying
like,
it to Matt?
Anthony was
Matt
the one
said,
coming up with it.
Because Matt was like, he feels the... Anyway,
I'm saying they can feel the difference in between sunlight and artificial light.
Yeah. I was just playing along with the world building Anthony provided, which is
hey,
that
Anthony?
The suns feel
Anthony,
vitamin D.
Trees don't need vitamin D.
Okay,
they
I'm so sorry. I didn't think I'd live
Freddy
to see the day where...
Tyson over
yeah.
here
yeah.
shitting
yeah.
on a
glass. I eat some salmon, so I don't I have
yeah,
vitamin
is that,
D there.
How
but...
come that hasn't been playing out in terms of advantage, disadvantage, my dad fact from last episode, Anthony?
Yeah, no, I didn't think I'd live to see the day where Matt was going to be the person yes-anding me. Okay, so the Trant is going to take its turn. It's going to keep one root in the ground and really quickly pivot around like a basketball player to try to grab at the sun that is just passed between its legs and currently has nobody attached to it.
A lot of mixed sports metaphors here. I'm
yeah,
liking
this is like
it.
The most sports like episode we've ever
Should we change the title of the podcast to just sports?
Sports.
Dads and sports.
Dads and
sports.
That's our next podcast. That's a podcast. That's a fucking podcast right there.
Dads and sports. Holy shit, so relatable.
Okay, so the treant turns around and it's going to scoop up the sun in its hands, and it's going to take a lot of damage for doing so.
Yeah, it's already on fire.
It's already on fire. It has the sun in its hands. It takes about 30 damage as a result.
Oh, God.
Is it bloodied?
Yes, it is bloodied.
What is a tree bloody? I guess sappy.
It is sappied.
Sappied. Aw, it's just like saying a bunch of sad things.
It goes, I love you guys so much. It goes, this podcast really changed my life. Every week I get to spend time with my friends. But this tree of its misery.
And it sort of turns back to face Aaron and it makes a creaking noise. And Aaron goes, don't worry. I'll cast the spell to make it go back up. You can just hold on to it. Don't let these ding-dongs take it from you, my love, my sweet, my
child.
She
told us her plan. Perfect.
Now it's Hermie's turn. Hermie is in death saving throws.
What?
Oh, no.
Bury the lead.
Hermie succeeds his first death saving throw.
That's great.
But he's behind you, sort of near the trees than he is to the sun.
All right, seriously, Dad, you've been holding your turn for quite a while. All like, right. One of my friends is dying. You
Grant
can do
goes,
something.
Grant goes, I'll go get him. Don't worry. It's my turn. And so Grant's going to run over and try to stabilize him.
No. No.
He can't be saved. It's no good.
Grant became my favorite of the kids.
Trying to give him CPR, but he's breathing.
Sorry,
like,
sorry, son.
His rib cage.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So he rolled a natural one. So he goes, sorry, son. And he just starts running back to you. He's like, we got to go. We just got to go. There's no time.
Holds okay. up a red card.
Yeah, he holds up. Yeah, he puts a red card on his chest and he goes, I'll never forget you, whatever your name was. And he runs. Taylor, it's your turn.
Taylor's going to be like, no, Hermie! And then Taylor's going to run over to Hermie because I think I'm lagging behind everyone so I can like divert
like
my path a little bit.
This season is just us saving Hermie. Yeah. Hermie is fucking...
Truly the tuxedo mask of this season. Saved. Just fucking yes. showing up, looking cool, and then getting his ass handed to him.
Yeah, Peyton never
Peyton
needed to be saved. Yeah.
We never needed yeah, to save
Peyton
him.
Because you never remember Peyton was around.
Peyton never rolled higher than like a 6. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't as much of a liability as Hermie is.
Well, you never told Peyton, hey, run towards that boss monster to distract him.
That's true, actually. We were protective. Peyton. We were protective.
Yeah, you yeah. liked Peyton.
We should have had Hermie play the third ball.
He just goes like Metroid mode.
Taylor's going to try and like get over to Hermie and pick up his best bud.
Okay, make a strength check.
What about the strength of friendship?
No.
4 + 1 = 5.
So that's not going to do it.
You're pinned under Hermie now.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's what it is. I pick Hermie up, and then I immediately slip on the meat ground, and then Hermie gets me in an arm bar, and I'm trying to tap. I'm like, ow, Hermie,
no,
out.
It's like when you lift up a motorcycle and you just tip over the other side yeah. of the motorcycle.
So Hermie's pinning you to the ground, and he's going, don't worry about me. Just go. Just run. But he's the one keeping you down. And he's like, no. Come on, Taylor. You can run. Don't worry about your old pal,
okay,
Hermie.
So can I argue that was like a movement thing? I was trying to pick him up as I was going. So I can, like,
absolutely not. That was a movement in action.
I can't cast a spell.
What spell would you cast?
I would cast darkness.
Now you're speaking my language.
How fucking embarrassed you are.
Well, we could at least like
you tip over and you give it an awkward look and it just goes black.
And then suddenly there's a shadow covering both of you.
Hear me out. So you imagine if Taylor runs up and is like, I got you, Hermie, hold on. And then I slam a cool ninja smoke bomb down and it creates this like orb of radius of darkness, and then everyone's just watching it and you're waiting for like me and Hermie to like come stumbling out, and then just nothing. Just standing there and just this cloud.
Help! I feel like it's either gotta be
help!
That or like a ghillie suit that you ordered on Amazon that you cover both of you with.
I love you going in, it goes dark, and then it's quiet for a long time, and we just start hearing you scream help.
Help!
Like, what could have possibly happened? How did you mess up in there?
Help, guys!
That's great. All right, it is Normal's turn.
Oh my god, we could have used that to like hide the sun too.
Oh yeah, you could have.
Hey,
and
Matt.
Yet.
Hey, Matt.
And yeah. yet,
hey,
here
Matt.
We are.
Shut the fuck up.
Me and Beth are coming up with like fucking meat spheres glowing, and Freddy's like,
you got nothing
I'm
on our
my
meat
mistakes.
Sphere, Freddy. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dungeons & Dice is brought to you this week by MeUndies. Yarr!
They're driving me nuts.
Steal your booty. Oh, wow. We're pirates.
Well, right, hey, speaking of things wrong, coming out of our pants, MeUndies is finally unveiling the contoured pouch and ball caddy, a micromodal sling that keeps things separated and lifted.
And equal.
Finally.
I hate it when my testicles merge into
yeah.
one.
Listen, it just makes sense. We need a compartment for the dangly bits. The fact yeah. that on an engineering standpoint, MeUndies was brave enough. Yeah, I'll say
hey,
it.
Brave
enough to sew in a big old pouch to keep things
yeah,
all.
Yeah, imagine the only bras that were around were sports bras. No,
acceptable.
That's what boxers are.
That's what boxers
but
are.
But finally, they've given us
Beth.
I have issues with this.
But finally, we got underwear that just holds them in its own little compartment.
Beth, would you like to lodge a complaint?
If we only wore sports bras, that would actually be incredible, oh. I think. You know, I would much rather wear a sports bra than a regular bra. But maybe I'm completely
I
alone.
I have no opinion on the bras.
MeUndies going to develop a ball caddy with an underwire. That's what I want to know.
MeUndies
has... haunting.
Well, listen, you don't have to... By the way, MeUndies, listen, they got the all-black classics, fun, expressive prints. MeUndies,
you don't have to wear them.
Sizes, XS to extra small to 4XL, flattering cuts for everybody, but... They also do, speaking of butts, versatile loungewear. They got lounge collection. They got joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. I got a little like a bedroom like
okay.
long
hoodie
pants.
Is like underwear for your head.
Yes. MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, comfy, and it's ideal for all day wear. They use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on them. Good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/dungeons. That's MeUndies.com/dungeons for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Dungeons & Daddies is brought to you this week by Blue Nile. There's many reasons to gift jewelry to a loved one.
Name one.
Apologies.
Apologies. Okay. What else? What else?
Did I say that too quickly? Was that too quick?
Bribery. 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 But here's what it comes down to. What's more exciting than seeing the look on their face when you pull out that little...
Pull out?
Let me finish the sentence. That unmistakable little box.
Close one.
Close one. Here's the jewelry.
If you're buying jewelry, jewelry! There's no better place to do it than BlueNile.com.
This is our almost bracelet when we almost got pregnant. Here you go.
Blue Nile offers thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below a traditional retailer when you're looking to give the best gift of all time. Blue Nile is the place to go with some of the highest quality standards in the industry. They also offer peace of mind with every purchase, 30-day returns, and a diamond price match guarantee. They also have experts on hand day and night via phone or chat.
They have experts on hand, like, can't you get pregnant the first time? How many days after a period? Is it okay?
Free diamonds can still get you pregnant.
Can you still get if you pregnant?
These are all great questions that you should ask.
Yeah, please ask.
Day or night. Matt, well, tell me about your experience with jewelry.
Well, what's crazy is just last week, me and Anthony got a cup of coffee like we always do. We just like to talk at post-shop, post-talk, little talk shop. And I was like,
yes, that's what we do.
And I was like, Anthony, you know what I was thinking about today? And he's like, how great of a service Blue Nile is. I was like, yes. Why don't you tell me the latest jewelry you just got?
I got a diamond ring for my beautiful spouse from Blue Nile, and it was good diamond.
Good diamond.
It was good diamond. They graded it good. I called them up, and I said, is this good?
Like, you know that good and is probably... Will,
we did not invite you. I called you right before we went out. Mm-hmm. I said, hey, me and Heather are getting a cup of coffee, talk shop like we always do.
The diamond dogs.
Will, you said you couldn't come to our coffee because you were on Blue Nile ordering a beautiful... What were you ordering?
That's right. Yeah, what were you ordering, shopping on BlueNile.com. I got a lot of great jewelry, and more importantly, a great deal on that jewelry.
There you go.
Which is just as valuable.
Even more so.
Go to BlueNile.com to find the perfect piece today. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Normal sees this happen, and he's torn between trying to stop whatever Aaron is doing and saving his two best buds in the whole wide world, and he gives an exasperated sigh, and I cast Preserve Light, which allows me to restore 25 HP to any creature within 30 feet of me.
Does it require visual?
Yeah, is there a V on that component?
It's a channel divinity. It says that in Army of Two.
Yeah, we'll be Googling Army of Two. We're definitely doing a monthly bonus when we play Army of Two.
No, we're doing an Army of Two role-playing game where there's five of us playing.
Channel Divinity is neither an attack nor a spell, so
fucking stupid system!
The only eligibility condition for it is that a target be within 30 feet of you.
Okay, sounds good.
Right, I just hit him with a full 25.
Oh, wow, okay. Yeah. So, yeah, Hermie is back on his feet and goes, oh, man, Taylor.
Hermie, he's our man! Get back out here,
he's,
man!
He's in darkness, he hears that. All he saw was Taylor come in, and all of a sudden he feels better, and he's like, thanks, Taylor!
This is, by the way, and really quick, this is what we see, which is we see Taylor running up, like, I got you, Hermie! A cloud shows up, and then Hermie dragging Taylor out.
And Hermie's like, you rhymed man with man. That's great.
All right, it is Scary's turn.
The tree in front of me is holding the sun.
Yes.
Scary says, I think I'm going to go Johnny Appleseed on this bitch.
Famously the man who cut down trees.
Yeah.
Wait, wait, wait.
He planted them.
He planted trees.
He did the opposite of cutting down trees.
I see.
Oh, okay. She Johnny on my apple till I see.
Holy shit, you gotta tweet that. It's the best one of those that's ever existed.
I'll tweet it. Fuck. Okay.
She give army Elon on those money.
All right, I'm
she
back.
She ball
on
my bunion till I bathe.
I think I'm just gonna take my knife and try to slice through the branch that's holding it.
Okay, so you're gonna use the Kellogg knife?
Yes.
It's been, I would say, 2 days
It's been
2 days since you last jerked off. So go ahead and roll your constitution saving throw twice so we can see how damaging the Kellogg knife is.
Fuck. I rolled a 4.
Okay, so you definitely jerked off at some point.
Okay.
But then after that, did you not jerk off?
After that, I think I got a 13 plus 3.
Great. So. Okay. So yeah, 2 days ago, you did it. And yesterday, you did not. So it's whatever the card says, it's that amount of damage. But yeah, go ahead and jump up and you're going to slash. Give me a d20 roll.
Fuck. Got a 5.
Okay. So with a 5, you leap up and you slash expertly with your non-jerking offhand. But the knife comes in at just the wrong angle and the tree ant like moves its shoulder a little bit and poof, like checks you, like hockey checks you, another sport.
Damn.
And knocks you aside. Where you're standing right now is there is the tree ant, and on one side of it, behind it, is Aaron and all the other trees and Taylor and Hermie. And on the far side of it is you.
And Gary Larson.
And Gary Larson. And the cow tools. So now it's Aaron's turn. She looks between normal Oak Garcia and the tree holding the sun, and she, much like normal did, has to choose between taking care of her friends and doing the thing that she wants to do, which is fucking up normal.
Why does she want to fuck up normal so bad?
Because she just doesn't like not getting the last word and being called old. She could be a little petty.
A little vindictive.
I'll roll, and if it's evens, she's going to go for saving the tree, and if it's odds, her anger is going to get the better of her. Odds. So she is going to...
All the teens should mock her British accent.
She goes, ooh, should have run away, little boy, little plant boy.
I'm sorry, what were we saying?
I was saying you should have run away.
Why?
Because it's about to get a little bit chilly.
I'm not that scared of you.
Cone of cold. So each creature in a 60-foot cone must make a constitution saving throw. A creature takes 8d8 cold damage on a failed save, or half as much damage on a successful one. So she's going to angle herself away from the tree ant, so she's going to hit you, Taylor.
Wouldn't
want
to put out that burning tree with her cone of cold, I guess.
Well, it's not on fire anymore. Yeah. Fire's out.
Well, so cold doesn't put out fires. It has to be water.
Right. The cold is going to hit Taylor, Grant, Hermie, and Normal.
I have a resistance to cold.
Cool. So you're going to take half damage if it does hurt you.
Okay. Called warm.
It's called warm.
All right. So make a constitution saving throw, please, everyone I just said.
8 plus 3, 11.
I got a 6.
Normal, you're going to take 8d8. Taylor, you're going to take 4d8. Or you're going to take 8d8 and then you half it.
Wait, but I thought I saved against it.
You did. You half it because you saved.
So then I have it twice because I have resistance. On top of saving.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So what this is Taylor, all the time that Taylor spent outside, like throwing like ninja shit against trees and not wearing a coat, despite what his mom
said. It's the number of times he's been in line for some stupid Funko Pop late at night, just all night.
These hype beast drops.
That's great.
So 8d8, but I have it twice.
Yes.
11 damage.
Okay. Still pretty spicy.
Normal takes 33 damage.
Uh-oh.
So he's looking pretty frozen right now.
Oh, you're not dead?
No, I have 5 hit points left.
Oh, ooh. Shit. I don't even have 33 HP, period.
All right. Grant is going to grit his teeth, and he's going to take 12 damage. And then Hermie rolled a natural 1 on his con save.
Fucking Hermie, come on.
Hermie's liability.
Look, at a certain point, he's just gotta let the kid go. He's gotta let it, you know, he's gotta make his own mistakes. Can't keep fixing him. It's too many times, man.
Hermie goes down again.
No!
Hermie is pulling out Taylor, and then he just fucking flumps over and goes, okay, this time just go. I acknowledge that I'm a little bit of a problem. I'll do
no,
better.
No, Hermie, don't say that you're a little guy, man. We can't leave you behind.
I'll be fine. Okay, so that was the witch's turn, Aaron O'Neill, beloved. Link's turn.
When is Grant's actual turn?
Grant's turn is after yours.
Okay. I can probably just kill this tree this turn. Is that what we need to do? Should we just kill this tree?
I think it'd probably be a smart move. Yeah.
All right. One track mind. I'm going to keep, you know, you can't just chop a tree once and then expect it to fall. So I'm going to fucking press
it. That's a wise proverb.
That is a proverb, dude.
So, straight up soccer trees over here.
Yeah.
So Ace soccer of Fable. Trees.
Oh my God. That's so good, Will.
Soccer trees.
Whoa.
Soccer
I got it. Wow.
No, I'm gonna pretend soccer like, trees.
Soccer trees is easily the name of this episode.
Yeah.
17?
17 will hit it.
Okay, and I'm doing 4d8.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Come on, Matt, kill this thing.
I'll just be done with it.
Oh, fucking shitty roll. 14?
It's just barely hanging on.
Okay, damn. Well, I look at it. I'm waiting for the sound for it to tip over. Nah, all right, I fucking pull the trigger again.
Okay, give me another d20.
15.
15 will hit it.
Okay.
48, show me what you got, Matt.
Nice, nice.
16. I'm just screaming. I go,
oh, yeah. It's going down. Right. We're yelling timber.
So it dies.
Mr. Worldwide emerges from the tree.
The entire tree is on fire. It starts slapping at itself uselessly to try to put out the flames. It falls to the ground. A bunch of dead elves fall out of
it. I scream loudly to drown out the scream of the elves. Like that's the only, I only want to hear my own screams. Like, ah!
You don't see this, but maybe somebody else does, that over your shoulder, Grant's looking at you like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
And the tree ant dies in front of you, and the sun drops to the meaty ground and starts cooking the ground underneath it. So I think that would have been the tree ant's turn, but it's now dead.
So now it's Grant's turn, right?
Yeah, it's
Grant's
turn.
Yes, now it is Grant's turn. Grant says, go, 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 everyone, go. We got an opening. Army of two. And he's going to run, and he's going to try to pick up the sun in his arms.
Just memories of all those Christmas mornings flash in front of Link's eyes of him and his dad playing Army of Two. Just every, that's their Christmas tradition. Marco like, the kitchen cooking Christmas cookies and Link and Grant playing Army
like,
of Two.
Hey, dad, it's here. Like, it's a wonderful life in the future. Like every, it's just a Christmas tradition.
Yes. Dad, come over here. I'll hold X for you can come under this grating. Oh, and then you can do the same for me and boost me up over this ledge.
Hey,
it's a little
dad,
too tall.
Mary,
you want me to take down that tango for you?
Hey,
I'll put a noose around that tango's neck and I'll
Dad,
hang it up for you.
Stop kissing. There's a container I can't get up. I need your help. You got to lift me up.
I would play an Army of Two where you have to kill Mr. What's-His-Face, the evil banker. Grant picks up the sun in his arms. It's burning his arms, but he's just gritting his fucking teeth through the pain and he's just running. And he says, just go! And he uses his action to basically sprint towards the door. So he is one action away from getting out of the door and leaving, but he's going to wait there for all of you.
Damn, what a hero. Just fucking running from all
kids. No, I said he's waiting there for you.
I know, that's what Link's thinking, though. He's like, wow. Herbie's on the ground.
No, he gave up on Herbie. Yeah. Your dislike for him, it's not genetic because you're not blood related, but it definitely runs in the family.
Wait, who has the grappling gun?
Normal still does.
I do, yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
grab Herbie.
I do.
All right, so Hermie's turn to roll a death save. He succeeds, one death save. That's good. Taylor's turn.
My dude! I'm gonna do
you
the
You two
move.
Have just tumbled back and forth. He picked you. I was like, Taylor! And then you fell.
It's like Frodo and Sam. I was like, oh, I'll carry the ring, Mr. Frodo. I'll carry him. He just fucking falls over. Then Frodo has to carry him, and then Frodo falls over.
Yeah, it's exactly.
And they're goobers. Like, as long as there's a third party healing us, we can do this forever.
I'm gonna
Gollum's like, cure wounds!
I'm gonna get Hermie into a little...
fireman.
No. A piggyback ride, you know?
Yeah.
Fireman. Firemen don't give you piggyback rides.
No, a fireman carry is the best way to carry somebody, but you know, piggyback
rides... Wait, what does a fireman's carry?
Over your shoulder.
Over their shoulders, like head here, feet here.
Is that what a fireman's carry is?
Yeah. You can do it by like rolling over them too in like one fluid motion.
Okay, that's exactly what Taylor attempts to do.
I thought that was a sex thing.
Taylor attempts to do a forward roll into a standing fireman's carry.
I roll athletics.
You definitely YouTube this.
Ow, ow, ow. Sorry, hold on. My back hurts, so I need to turn.
Oh, no. Oh. That's disadvantage right there.
19 plus 1, 20. Sometimes watching a bunch of YouTube videos does translate to real life skills.
That's great. Okay, so you're now carrying him in a fireman's carry, but he's heavy. You're going to be moving at half speed.
Yank me.
Yank you have to toss me.
All right.
You have to pull me.
Now it is Normal's turn.
Normal. 5 hit points. His eyebrows frozen with frost. Looks up at Aaron and says, you know what, old lady? And he pulls out 2 middle fingers and goes, frick you. And I cast bestow curse because I cursed at her. You touch a creature, so I'm just going to say, like, kind of boop her with my double
middle
birds. Finger. She must succeed a wisdom saving throw or become cursed for the duration of the spell. And then
she
I will
succeeded.
Fuck!
Sorry.
So I just poke her nose with 2 middle fingers. I'm like, frick you.
And she's like, and.
You should have said fuck.
Shit!
Should have said.
I'm gonna just run away.
Okay.
I run towards Hermie and Taylor.
Great.
Oh, wait, is that an attack of opportunity since I'm running away from
her? Sure does.
Shit.
As she warned you, she rolls a 4. So she goes, Frick! No, now I'm saying it!
Damn it!
She tries to hit you with her stick. You barely duck under it. And now you are heading towards Taylor and
How far are they from me? Do I reach them in this
I feel turn? Like you reach them.
Okay, I look at Taylor and I say, Army of 3! And I help you carry Hermie and the three of
no,
us.
No, this is
out.
An army of 2, to be clear. It's 2 of us and then one
Yeah!
Thing. Yeah.
Scary, it's your turn again.
So Normal has the grappling gun. I'm next to a fallen tree.
Yes.
But are the roots still in the ground?
If you want them to be.
Okay, yes. What I would like to happen, and I don't know if this is something I can make happen with my action, is if Normal tries to shoot me with the grappling gun, and then I hold on tight to the tree to pull
Ooh,
you all closer.
And then you can just, we can all just reel up?
Yes.
That's great.
Okay. You can just shoot the tree too, right?
Oh, yeah. My bad.
I'd be more sturdy.
Normal's like, I've got it. I got what you're saying.
Too bad. Yeah, you already decided that was the plan.
Maybe I'll hold my turn then.
Yeah, you can go hold your turn. That's fine. So it's Aaron's turn.
Anthony should be like, I hold my turn.
Yeah, now what?
I'm holding my turn until Beth does her turn.
So she sees that her beautiful baby boy, the widest tree in the undergrowth.
What was his name?
Mr. Wide.
It was Mr. Wide.
Mr. Worldwide!
He was wearing sunglasses. She sees it burning to death in front of her, and she goes, No! No! And she is going to reach into the sky, and above you, a cloud of moisture and frost is going to gather, and then a hail of hard rock ice is going to pound the ground in a 20-foot radius.
It's a hard rock ice.
For you. So a
Now, are these like sonic ice cubes?
No, these are going to hurt.
Like
they're not going to crunch pleasantly beneath your teeth like little balls of powder. So she's going to attack Link because Link's the one who just killed her son. So Link and Grant are going to both have to do dexterity saving throws. I guess also Scary because Scary's near that group. All three of you, please make dexterity saving throws. So you are going to take, on a failed save, 2d8 and then 4d6. If you succeeded, you have that damage. Oh. So Grant failed.
21.
So how much do I take?
4d6 plus 2d8 on a failed save. If you succeeded, then it's half
I
that.
Fail.
Ooh, 21. Ooh. So half that is what?
11.
11?
Okay. So you're still standing.
Yeah, I have 1 HP.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I just took 18 damage.
Okay. And Grant is going to take 23 damage. His knees fucking buckle against the meat door that he's holding open. And he pushes himself harder into it while holding the sun in his arms. And the sun's about to burn him too.
Oh no, his bad knee. He flashes back to another Christmas day when they're playing Army of Two.
You guys were dancing so hard because you beat the boss on the hardest difficulty, and he was dancing and then smacked his
and
knee
he
against
that left knee. And once you get a certain age, like that knee problem just never goes away.
It never goes away. Yeah. And people ask him later, like, "What do you blow out your knee doing?" He's like, "Shooting hoops."
Shooting hoops. That was the last day we ever played Army of Two.
All right.
Now I regret doing it. Now I regret bringing it into the episode.
Link, it is your turn. You have enough movement that you could get out of the undergrowth this turn.
Link, get out of here, man. Save yourself.
What? Who cares about me? I care about all you guys. I'm just
we care about you.
I know. That's why I'm going to help you.
Listen, speak for yourself, Norm. I'm just saying the easier thing for him to do is to get out.
Deep down, Scary cares about you. But,
yeah, I know she does. Yeah. I just want to turn around and just fucking hang onto the flamethrower. I'm at the door. I'm just blasting backwards the flamethrower. I'm letting everybody go past me, essentially.
Okay,
that's
cool.
What I want
to
do.
So if anybody wants to chase at you, they'll have to basically save to not get hit by the flamethrower.
Yeah, so like I'm kind of like, I'm at the door. What is it? It's a big, it's a sphere.
You're literally Ripley in Aliens. Like,
yeah, exactly. So I'm at like one arm up against this fucking meat sphincter or whatever, and the other arm is with a flamethrower.
You and your dad are holding open the sphincter.
Yeah. You and your dad are both almost dead. Actually, almost back to back against the sphincter, trying to support each other, just like an army of two.
Just like an army.
Flaming the air in front of them. So that's great.
I knew we'd play again someday, Dad.
Grant goes, when we get back, we're gonna platinum that game. We're gonna get that last achievement that eluded us. I promise.
I'm still mad at you. As I said, tears rolling down my eyes.
Great.
And I just hold down the flamethrower.
Okay. Now it is Hermie's turn, but Hermie's unconscious. He's going to roll again for death save. He succeeds at another death save. Taylor, it is your turn.
I'm carrying Hermie still, but he's dying. I go, Normal, give me the grapnel gun.
I don't know how this works, actually. Someone's just holding down the flamethrower, which is not really an attack until somebody gets to me. If you run past me as you walk through the door, I can just lay my hands on Hermie.
Yeah. No, that'll be good.
Because I have lay on hands.
This is what I'd like to do. I'd like to
shoot
the
grapnel gun through
the
sphincter.
I'd like to shoot it at the tree, which is between me and the exit, right?
Yes.
And then start retracting. And then like a slip and slide. Do you know what I'm saying? The meat, as you've established, is wet, slimy. And meat,
no,
like,
friction,
you're gonna
baby.
Just cause to like, yeah. I'm just gonna like use the meat with my boy Hermie, and we're just gonna through.
I don't think you have to roll for hitting the tree, but you're gonna have to roll acrobatics to sort of, you know, use the momentum properly and slide the way that you want to
slide. Either slide past the tree into the sphincter or into the tree.
4 + 1, 5.
Okay.
I go, check this move out, Normal. I'm trusting you. I take the grapnel gun and like, nothing personnel, kid. And then I fire it. And goes,
nothing personnel. Nothing personnel.
And it slams, and the fucking like close up of the tree splinters everywhere as the fucking teeth go in. I'm like, hang on tight, Hermie, for the ride of your life. And it goes, and it pulls me towards it, and I just go, oh no. And you just watch it in the distance and go, ow.
So what happens is you scream towards it at incredible speed. You don't detach at the right moment. Right before you hit the tree, you're trying to rebalance yourself, and your like shoulders shift, and Hermie falls off your back and
Hermie!
Hits the ground.
All right.
You hit the tree. And
how much damage?
You take a D8 of damage, but the momentum carries you over. So you're over on the other side of the tree.
Where does Hermie go?
A full 8.
Hermie's on the wrong side of the tree.
Okay. Oh, no.
So the only person on that side of the tree anymore is Normal. Normal, it's your turn.
Okay. Hermie's in front of me, in front of the tree, in front of the exit.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go run to Hermie. And just like Hermie's really the actual football.
Soccer ball,
yeah. Once I get to him, I will cast Cure Wounds on Hermie to heal him.
Oh, shit. Okay.
By the way, he's got 8 hit points.
Okay, great.
Hermie, we got to stop meeting like this.
Hey, we got to stop meeting like this.
That one's scary.
And he sees that you're connecting with Scary, and you see his heart break a little bit.
All right.
I don't care.
So everybody is within a run of the exit.
There's just flames going over everybody's
flames
head.
Going over the exit. Scary, it's your turn.
I'm going to turn around to the pursuing trees and Aaron, and I'm gonna aim this at the liquid meat so that hopefully it affects everything that the meat touches, and cast poison spray.
Simba, you have
everything the meat touches. What about that shadow? Oh, that's dark meat.
That's $2 extra.
That's $2 extra. It doesn't taste that much different.
That's really funny.
You should do the fart sound with your hands, is how you do it.
Like, yep. Nope, that was a gross.
That was so good.
So, wow. Yeah, Esther put a good one.
I can't do it.
That was a good one, actually.
Because, you fucked up the hand fart, she gets advantage on the constitution.
I know, that was my idea, not her idea. That's her fault.
Awful.
Don't make Beth pay for my crimes, Anthony.
And it's like, you know that I'm like the one
that's
person.
A hand fart,
wow.
That's
a bad hand fart.
All right, so Anthony, she gets advantage.
That's a bad one. So that's what I'll say.
That they're all relying on Esther to put in good fart sounds for Beth and bad ones for me, but it's all a lie.
Whatever.
Aaron actually still doesn't save, even with the advantage.
Nice.
So she takes a D12.
And then can I just go again because I held my turn?
Yeah, go for it.
It's like unkinking a hose.
Yeah, and then I'll just fucking cast Eldritch Blast at her too.
Wow, okay, cool. She takes 8 poison damage.
Okay, that's a 7.
Your Eldritch Blast sails over her left shoulder, but she's still coughing from the poison.
Okay.
And then you have a move still.
Okay, I'm just going to move out of the...
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So yeah, you run past Link and his dad.
Who has the real son?
Grant.
Grant. Okay. And I have the box. I'll just be like, Grant, you can put it in the box if you want, or if you want to keep burning,
goes,
that's
no!
pretty metal.
And he
metal.
Throws it into the box and immediately like starts like shaking his hands like because they're just fucking really hurt. And there's still smoke coming off of them. So I feel like we're basically out of combat at this point. Everybody can run away from Aaron. As you run out, Aaron is going to go, you call that a poison spray? This is a poison spray! And she's going to cast it herself. So on the way out, she is going to hit Normal and Hermie with it.
Because they're not through yet?
Yeah. So she hits them, and thankfully Hermie does not go down, but he is poisoned.
Constitution say I got an 18.
Okay, so you save, so you're good. So you all manage to make it into the staircase leading out of the undergrowth. Grant slams the meat door behind him and then jams.
And I burn it to like seal it, like I cook the meat.
That's fun. Yeah. So the meat all seals together and you hear it banging on the other side.
That was well done.
Yes.
That's good. So Grant's like, okay, we got it. We got it. Thank you. Thank you so much. Normal, thank you. You were amazing. Thanks for grabbing the sun. Link, you made me so proud. You saved so many people's lives. You were fucking incredible. Scary. I'm glad we were on our side. And
saving the best for last, I see. It's all right. No compliments necessary.
Great. and Hermie, thank you for being here. And you hear it. Oh, thank you for thanking me. Thank you. Thank you so much for thanking me. I have to thank you for putting us in that situation.
What do you mean, bud?
He's turned away from you.
Oh, no.
And he goes, well, I think I've developed a little bit of a taste. And he turns around and you see that his hair has turned red and he's got big red lipstick on and has a lascivious kind of tone to him. He goes, I think I've gotten a taste for poison ivy.
Oh, no.
God, no.
All our days whisked away. Is there something more to say? You know that no one knows us better than ourselves. Used to tell myself it'll be all right. Pretty lies let me sleep at night. I know that no one knows me better than myself. And I know I'll get this right. It's just a matter of time till we make it out alive. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. We live for tomorrow, make steal and borrow, break where we can't change. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. I don't need your sorrow, come back.
Dungeons and Daddies is Matt Arnold as Lincoln Lee Wilson, Anthony Birch as our DM, Will Campos as Normal Oak, Beth May as Scary Marlowe, and myself, Freddie Wong, as Taylor Swift. Special guest this week was Sungwon Cho, who provides the voice of Taylor's inner monologue in our intro. Our theme song is On My Way by Maxon Waller. Ashley Nicolette is our community manager. Esther Ellis is our lead editor. Travis Reeves provides additional editing, and Robin Rapp is our transcriber. We're supported by Patreon, where you can get ad-free episodes and hang out with cool people like Art Allen, Carrie Huntemer, Jacob Leggett, Nicole Nielsen, Caleb GX, Jillian Diaz, Brandon Solorio, Jeff Collins, Raphael Kylinen, Gregory and Renee Stork, Adam, Jake W., Zachary Na, Piping Plover, Jared, Harrison Nelson, Holly Wick, John Wenzel, and Lee Bauer. Not only are there ad-free episodes on our Patreon, there's loads of bonus content, too. In addition to our after show, there are full-on mini-campaigns that every patron at every level gets access to. At the Mountains of Dadness is our prequel campaign in the Call of Cthulhu system. All That Jizz is a Star Wars adventure. The most recent one was a little ditty we did called Sons and Sons Ability, which is a Regency romance adventure. That is, I think, the funniest thing we've ever recorded. You can get all of that and much more at patreon.com/dungeonsanddads. Support the show directly. Get no ads and hours of bonus content. And that sounds like a deal to me. Our website is dungeonsanddaddies.com. Our Twitter is dungeonsanddads. Our subreddit is dungeonsanddaddies. We got merch at store.dungeonsanddaddies.com. Our next episode is coming at you Tuesday, November 29th. We'll see you then.
We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. We live for tomorrow. Make steal and borrow. Brave where we can't change.
So, Anthony, real quick, when you went to the bathroom, was that a number one or an army of two?
God fucking damn
it. My heart went out halfway through it.
God,
I was like, this isn't that funny.
Fucking ass balls.
Damn.